Welcome to If the Jeans Fit, Learn to Love the Woman in the Mirror, hosted by Shaquelle Hibbard, registered kinesiologist and coach. Traditionally, a woman's role in society was meant to nurture and care for others. But with these conventional expectations, we have to navigate through the struggles of burnout, the constant battle of not feeling good enough, pretty enough, or thin enough, the relentless pursuit of being enough. In this podcast, we share real and raw conversations about the journey towards self-discovery, self-love, and empowerment, with holistic health at the forefront. Okay, so today we are welcoming Dallin onto the podcast. And Dallin and I have known each other since high school, and I know she was super active and athlete back in the day, so I'm excited to hear about how diet culture, especially in the 2000s, affected you there. But before we get to that, what would you say your biggest challenges in the health and fitness or even diet and exercise portion of your life is now?
Right now, being a mom of two, I think after pregnancy, your diet definitely changes, at least for myself. The biggest challenge for me is going back to that healthy, strict diet that I had before, because being a mom, they have snacks for kids. And of course, if you're snacking with your kids, you're like eating what they're eating. So if it's like healthy, if it's not so healthy, the biggest challenge for me would probably be the options, because my daughter loves junk food. Not the healthiest, I know, but she enjoys her like chips, her like ice cream, all those fun stuff that I was strict with myself, right? But now it's just like, okay, fine, she's having it. I'll have it too. But it's just the self-control and the strictness of what I want to eat or what I can eat is the biggest challenge, I think. Yeah.
Okay, could you share a situation that you had where you almost fought yourself on having or indulging into these type of snacks, and what kind of went through your head?
Yeah, so during my pregnancy, the first pregnancy, of course we want to be careful with our body, what we eat, because you know, it goes to our baby, right? I had the biggest cravings for like Whoppers and like bubble tea and all these sweets and cakes and whatnot. And I never had those. Like you said, when we were in high school, I was very like sporty and very fit. So I had clean diet pretty much. And so I never really had burgers. I never had McDonald's. I never had Whoppers, you know what I'm saying? So for me, being pregnant and having that, it was really hard. But I think it also depends on the person. I've met many people that said, you know, during pregnancy, it wasn't even, it didn't change, like their diet never changed or whatnot. It really depends on the person. My stomach and my brain was like saying, I want Whoppers, I want all these stuff. But like me, myself, personally, is like, this is disgusting. Like, this is really gross kind of thing. As much as I wanted to, I also kept in mind, like, obviously, I don't want to like eat the unhealthy things, because there are lots of tests when you're pregnant, like especially the sugar test. So that one, I was like, I really want this food, but I had to hold back. And I said, you know what, instead of having, say, cake that day, I ended up having like some fruits instead. So I still got that sweet, sugary taste in my cravings, but not like as much sugar, if that makes sense. It's like healthy sugar, whatever you want to call it, right?
Yeah, like natural sugars.
Yeah, it's very difficult though, because I think our brain knows what's sugar versus what's like natural sugar or like the healthy sugar. So it plays a different role in my what is that called? Like emotions as well. Mm-hmm. So if I get the sugar, which is like bubble tea, cake and all that stuff, oh, I'm like, my serotonin's like up in the roof, you know, whereas like if I just eat the fruits and healthy stuff, it just kind of like, it gets me through, if that makes sense. So, I don't know, like, That's a hard one.
No, that was a great answer. Did you find that you were satisfied with eating fruits?
Yes, mentally? Actually.
Yeah.
Some days, yes. But some days I will eat fruits and I would still need that, like, extra sugar, that extra, like, you know. So I still get a little bit. I would probably just say instead of ordering a large, I would order like a small. So, you know, I still get it. It's just not as excessive, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's exactly what I would recommend if I was working with a client going through that is, okay, try having, you know, the fruits if you're having that sweet craving. And if it's
absolutely
not, if you're not satisfied, then get your piece of cake. Moderation.
Right. I mean, it doesn't really hurt if you do that portion, right? It'll only hurt you in the long run if, like, you do it excessively. If there's, like, you know, if you can get a couple bites in, great, you know. But if you get, like, a freaking whole cart full and you're eating it in one sitting, I don't know if that's going to make you feel good then.
Exactly. Yes. So, yeah. And that's an important part, too, is we want to not put ourselves in a place where we feel guilty after indulging. So that's where that moderation comes into play. And we need to make the conscious choice to just have a portion of it and allow yourself to enjoy it so that you don't binge after.
That is the correct word, though, like in moderation. Yes, that's what absolutely. I was trying to get.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so we chatted a bit about the fact that you were an athlete growing up. So I'd love to hear, what did your diet and exercise routine look like as a kid and growing up? And how did that follow you into adulthood and becoming a mom?
Okay, I think it evolved very drastically, like a lot. So growing up, it was anything my mom, my dad, any family member would eat. You know, I grew up in the Philippines, or I was born in the Philippines. So the food back home is very fresh, very like meat based. So everything's like meat, you know, barbecue, all that stuff, like anything meat based is like a Filipino dish, right? Mm-hmm. We still incorporate vegetables, but if you meet most of like Asian cultures, it's always going to have some kind of meat, like meat diet in there, right? Mm-hmm. So growing up, I ate those. And then when I was able to, you know, make my own food and whatnot, especially during high school, when I was watching what I was eating, how I felt with it, etc., it became a smaller menu like much, much smaller scale. So instead of incorporating like all these meats, these like vegetables, all these like different snacks and drinks and whatnot, it became to just like an everyday of just chicken breasts, rice, broccoli, you know, a very clean diet. Yeah. I actually did like that. My body responded really, really great with that. So in the morning, I would have track practice, like at 7 in the morning, I'd have track. Before I go to track, I actually would have a granola bar so I don't pass out. And then after track, I would have breakfast. I remember our high school offered breakfast for students that don't have enough time, and I don't really have enough time to prepare in the morning. So I go up there, you know, they give you your carbs, your daily nutrition kind of thing, your cereals, oatmeals, etc. So I have that. For lunch, I don't like having a heavy lunch just because I feel like as soon as those carbs hit me during lunchtime, so say rice or like a pita or anything that's like carby, by 1 or 2, our like last couple classes, I'm like ready to pass out, right? that's what it does to you. So I just remember having a very strict clean. Almost every day was like the exact same meal, which was easy. That's why we do like, you know, meal preps. Mm-hmm. But there are days when I'm like, I'm craving something sweet. And my sweet isn't, like I said, I never really had burgers back then. Only like if we're going out with friends kind of thing, I'll eat those stuff, right? But when I wanted something sweet, I would always resort to those protein shakes. Like when you do protein shakes, there's like different, a variety of like flavors. I remember I always got the vanilla one because you can mix that with anything. You can mix it with fruits. You can mix it with banana. That was my favorite. So I would mix a banana. So I'll have smoothie kind of thing. The milk, the shake, and then bananas in there. And that was like my ultimate like dessert. That was like, oh, because it's so filling, it's so sweet, it's so good. And my body, like I said, responded so well with it. And I just kept that diet up until I got pregnant. Mm-hmm. And then when I got pregnant, it's like, ooh, no more. I had no rules, no nothing, because I could not control what I was craving, how my body responded to it. And it's weird because, yeah, I did try to, you know, keep that diet, the same diet as when I was in high school. But my body, surprisingly, was very like nauseated about it. Like I got even more sick if I would try and just do like chicken, rice, spinach, like very clean food. And then once I eat like KFC or gravy, my body is just so happy, my my mind is so happy. So it went from like eating the staple foods to like a very minimal choices of foods in high school, and then now it's all over the place. But I did promise, as soon as we're done having babies, I'm going back to that strict diet, hopefully, right? But also I'm not exercising that much, so I think that's what goes into it too. Like my body before was like, let's work out, we're exercising, I need that protein, I need those carbs, I need all these like very nutritious food, right? Mm-hmm. Whereas now I'm not really exercising, I'm just like staying home. Like I still do physical things at home, it's just not as much. So my body's kind of like relaxing. Anything that comes kind of is what I eat now. So it's very big graph. So like if you were to look at the graph, it was like good, 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 great, and then it's just like now it's just like anything goes. What's, you know,
happening? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on, I'll eat whatever. Whereas even my mom was very surprised when I was pregnant the first time. She's like, you're eating KFC? I was like, yeah. So it was very different. I wouldn't change anything though, because I got to experience a lot of variety of different groups of food kind of thing. So
yeah, I was just thinking that your story is a great example of how your diet and exercise routines change with your life changes. It mm-hmm. ebbs and flows. You were an athlete for a very long time, and then you transition into momhood, and that absolutely changes how your day goes. But it sounds like, you know, you're still aware of what's going on, but also you seem to be allowing yourself to have those foods. Many people that I've talked to in the past, when going through pregnancy, almost have and carry this level of guilt because they're not following a strict diet, but your body's going through something huge. Hormones are everywhere. There's no telling what you'll crave, and that is okay.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So if anyone is pregnant out there and listening, I encourage you to try out the different foods and try out the different cravings and
absolutely.
Be mindful of the portions, moderation.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's, you know, it's different for everybody, of course, right? Like one, like I said, could stay on that diet of however many food they want to eat, or however clean they want to eat, you know, they could stay on that. And that's great. I mean, if your body responds to it, great, then that's the best option, right? But if it doesn't, like mine, I did try, mind you, like for a while, for a couple months, but my body did not respond to it. And my daughter came out, and now she's 3 and she's obsessed with chicken. So
there you go. It sounds like you've always been very in tune with your body and what you put into it and how you felt. I'm interested to hear about your body image journey, if you are open to sharing it, throughout the years going through motherhood and up to today. So what would you like to share about that?
I can share a lot, actually, if that's okay, because I am I'm quite of, like, an open book. So I like sharing experiences, because growing up, I thought I was the only one doing this and going through it. And then I read books, I saw YouTubes, I've heard people's stories, and I'm like, hey, I wasn't alone. So, you know, if my journey or my story or my little thing here can help someone, then, you know, that's great. I actually grew up with a very, I would say, fulfilling childhood. Like, it was great. I was fed well, if that makes sense. Like, I was a little bit spoiled, so I got whatever I want, pretty much. So if I wanted, you know, this for lunch, my mom would get that, kind of thing. But during teenage years, that's why I was so fit and sporty. I actually had an undiagnosed eating disorder, so I didn't go to the doctors for it. But my family did notice it, because I was losing weight and stuff. And the first thing that came to mind was, well, these bodybuilders, you know, they're gaining these weights and they're exercising. I love to exercise. You know, I want to also gain weight. My goal in life was, like, to be able to donate blood. And in high school, when we were doing that, I got rejected because I was underweight for my height. So I said, you know what, I'll make it a goal to, like, gain weight and stuff. And I had this eating disorder where if everyone in the table was done eating, but I was halfway through my meal, I'd be like, oh, I'm done too. You know, I won't eat it, even though my stomach is like, I'm freaking hungry still, like, you know, keep eating. So that was a big challenge for me. But through exercise and really, I guess you just have to kind of mentally strengthen yourself in that category. I was able to exercise, gain weight. My body went from 95 pounds to about 110 between the ages of like 15 to 22. Mm-hmm. I actually had a hard time weightlifting in categories, because I couldn't gain weight, you know, and I wanted to compete at a bigger and a higher weight level, but I couldn't surpass 110. The heaviest I was 112. Even after having 2 babies, I'm currently sitting at like 118 pounds. Mm-hmm. So I have a hard time gaining weight, and I think that's also because of genetics. So my dad is the same as me. He loses weight like no tomorrow. If he doesn't eat one meal, he loses, like, you know, 10 pounds or something. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But my body went from really, really skinny. I love being pregnant because I actually got some weight on me. Mm-hmm. I got to fit in the clothes I wanted to fit. So I've always wanted to fit in a dress, in the summer dress, but my body was so small. It was so, you know, and all the extra smalls or small sizes, it just, for me, at least for my body, it didn't look right. So I said, you know what, I'll try and gain weight, see how it goes. Like I said, it didn't really work out that well. The most I gained was like 110. And then I got pregnant. That was the best time, because I got to wear these really nice dresses. They fit me so well, right? That was the happiest time, and that's why we planned for a second kid as well, because I said, you know what, pregnancy for me is, like, so beautiful. I love it. It is a time where I can actually eat, keep my weight wear the stuff I want to wear. Mm-hmm. But as soon as, you know, I delivered the baby, I have that genetics of just slimming back down. So, mm-hmm. My body would always change. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing. For me personally, I don't like it because I have to buy, I have like 5 different sizes of the same shirt kind of thing, you know, like nice. I have ones that's for like extra small, medium. I went to the large one too because I was pregnant before and I was a little bigger, right? Mm-hmm. I wish I would keep the weight. I wish I could just stay, what do we call it? Like thick, if that's appropriate to say, sorry. But I wish I could, you know, stay that way because some clothes I love, they don't really look good on me when I'm too small. And I'm afraid to work out again sometimes. Actually, no, I'm not afraid anymore because I have the right diet. Like the right plan for it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like my body just changed from really, really thin to like good to like great and to like an amazing body of a pregnant woman. And then, you know, for me to just slim down, I hope after our third baby, we're planning on the third one, that, you know, I would be able to keep more weight because I feel like every baby I've been keeping about like 3 to 4 pounds in, right? So okay. I started at 110. Now I'm sitting at like 118 to 120 after two kids. So hopefully a third kid I'd be able to, and then I can actually donate blood.
Yes.
Apparently for my height, I need to be at least 120 to 125 pounds, and I'm just underneath it. Okay. I'd have to drink
blood. You're getting there.
Yeah, I am, slowly. But no, it's I think you just have to always, like you said, listen to your body. You can't really, you know, force yourself to either slim down or get bigger in like one go. It's very hard. I mean, I've been trying to gain weight since I was 14 and I'm 28 now. So yeah, it takes a long time. But yeah, I mean, everyone kind of has to love themselves for like how they are. Like I said, I have 5 different sizes of the same shirt. I love that shirt. So I'm like, you know, I'm going to wear it no matter what size I'm in.
I really like that because you get to choose, you know, you have a favorite shirt. You get to choose what vibe you're feeling that day and also what you feel most comfortable in that day.
Right.
That varies. So I like that idea. I think a lot of people should buy the same shirt multiple times.
I was told by my mom, if you like the same shirt or pants, you buy 2 of them, right? It's just now I'm buying 2 or 3 or whatever, but they're different sizes. So they can fit me anytime. If I, like you said, if I feel like I want to be comfy, I put in that large one.
That is awesome. Yeah. And I am taking that tip for sure.
Yes.
So everyone listening, if you like to feel comfortable in your clothes, buy multiple.
Yeah, why not? Sizes. I mean, it's great.
Yes, and I think, again, you were a great example of someone that has went through different stages of life and had different relationship with your body throughout all of it, and being comfortable through it all, loving yourself through it all is very important. Bodies change, and that is okay.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for sharing your story today, Dallin. I would love to have you on again. I feel like we could probably talk forever.
Oh, sure. I love body positivity, too, so.
Yes, I'm all about it. Is there anything else you'd like to share today before we end our chat?
I think the most that I just want to share out there to whoever might listen to this is that you go every day through a bunch of things in life, right? You get stressed one day, you're happy one day, you're sad one day, and you go through different challenges in life, and your body is also going through that, right? Your mind, your body, every single part of you is going through it. So for your body to go through all that stuff. I think you just have to listen. You know, if you need rest one day and you have a bunch of things to do, you listen to your body. You know, just sit back. I know sometimes life is so fast and you can't slow down. Mm-hmm. I found that was me before, and after having kids, a lot of people say, you know, they do slow you down and stuff. But I said, you know what? I think I kind of needed that. I needed to just slow down, take time, listen to my body, rest for a little bit, you know. And then once you're all rested up and 100%, that's when you go out there and you just do your thing, do your mm-hmm. stuff. And don't be afraid to, you know, have a little snack in between.
Yes.
Because I tend to sneak some from our diaper bag. But yeah, no, love your body, love yourself. That's all you could really do, especially nowadays. So yeah.
Yes. Thanks for having me. All right. You have a great day, and we will chat again.